It's Here and Now. Johnny Irian and Sara Lee Guthrie have a new CD, their fourth. Let's see, Guthrie, where have you heard that name? Actually, both have artistic connections. Sara Lee is the daughter of Arlo, granddaughter of Woody Guthrie. Johnny's Aunt Gail married author Thomas Steinbeck, son of John Steinbeck, 20 years ago. This week, the pair releases Wassaic Way, which was produced by a couple of old friends, Jeff Tweedy and Patrick Sansone, of the band Wilco. It was recorded at the Wilco Loft in Chicago.
Standing in a hurricane window, watching the rain come down, in a big old house on the sliver by the river, hoping that I don't drown.
That's Hurricane Window off of Sara Lee Guthrie and Johnny Irian's new album, Wassaic Way. And they both join us from the studios of WAMC, Northeast Public Radio in Albany, New York. Welcome.
Hi.
Thank you. Hi.
So, a musical pedigree, but Sara, start with you. We read you really didn't pick up the guitar. They must have been all over your house, but didn't pick one up until much later in life?
Yeah, I kind of shied away from it. I was really on the path to be as normal and different from my family as possible until I met Johnny. And I met Johnny, and he was playing music, and I fell in love with him and ended up falling in love with music at the same time.
So when you say normal, so was it kind of embarrassing to you that your dad was singing Alice's Restaurant? Or
you know, we come from a really small town here in Western Massachusetts, and we were like the center of town. Everybody seemed to be at our house. People like Ramblin' Jack Elliott, Hoyt Axton would come, and they would play music for weeks, nonstop, all night. Bonfires out in their teepees. It was a constant madhouse. And yeah, I always felt like we were like the Addams Family or something. You know, we were so weird. And I really strived to be invisible and not as strange as my family. So when I say normal, I mean like I was going to go to college and do things that normal people do, get real jobs. And that was kind of my goal.
I grew up with my crazy aunts playing me the Beatles and the Beach Boys, and fell in love with rock and roll and played punk rock in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. But I met Sara Lee in 97 when I moved to Los Angeles. My aunt was living out there. Gail was living with Tom, and it was one of the reasons I actually left the Carolinas to move to L.A., they were close by.
That's so funny. You're like a character in a Steinbeck novel, making your way out to California.
Pretty much.
But it's funny that you say that you listen to the Beatles, because we just heard your voices together on Hurricane Window. But I'd just love to hear a little of you. And one song on the CD, Wherever She Is, It's Spring, a beautiful song. You sound a little like
Thank
Arlo.
You.
Ah.
Yeah.
Wherever she is, it's always spring.
And then on this one, little John Lennon, probably gone. Let's listen.
The light at this hour of day makes you wanna cry. I've been on my way now, baby, for a long, long while.
That was a co-write that Sara Lee and I did with Jeff. That song was totally different. It was called Probable Cause. And Jeff kind of threw that out there, and we all laughed, Probable Cause. And then the next thing we know, that it's probably gone.
Yeah. He has a way, doesn't he? Jeff Tweedy, both Jeff Tweedy and Pat Sansone also play on your CD. Tell us more about this Wilco influence. I mean, where do you feel it in the music, Sara?
They pushed us beyond limits that we thought existed, and really kind of pulled out of us a lot of stuff that was always there but maybe not seen. And instead of always singing harmony, for example, or something like that, Jeff was like, no, I really want to hear Johnny on this part, or I really want to hear Sara on this part, you know, and kind of pulled us apart in such a way that you can really, our hearts kind of come through individually. And I think that was really masterfully done.
Can you suggest a song we should listen to hear that?
Lowest Ebb. Johnny's actually singing the verses, and I'm singing the chorus.
Don't do nothing crazy while you're gone. Forget about the words that I said.
sturdy as the bridge for your soul. I'll be there, baby, at your lowest end.
Drink, but I got no cash. You know the card won't slide. It's warm and bad.
So musical partners may be stretching a little on this new CD, but also married, two children. And Sarah, I'm going back to how you said, no, we're going to have a normal, I'm going to be a normal person. And here you're probably doing a lot of what your dad did, touring.
It's a challenge. But, you know, I was raised a little bit on the road. And my mom gave me great advice once we started having kids and getting, you know, being on the road all the time. And just I think having that in my pocket and knowing that it's possible was very encouraging.
Yeah, well, you know, I just want to say, I know your mom passed last year. So,
she did.
Yeah, that was a very long marriage, and sorry about that.
Well, you know, I think that, you know, this record even was such a highlight. And even through, I think, some of the hardest times of my life with my mom passing it all and everything, it really put things into perspective. That paired with this album and this kind of threshold of the rest of my life, our lives, became something very significant. I think I have a pretty amazing angel now, mm-hmm. And I feel like we're pretty blessed to have such a powerful soul, being my mom looking after us now, and those are the people I've always prayed to. You know, I've always prayed to my grandfather and our ancestors that have come before, and they exist still in my heart, and so I pray to them, and that's pretty awesome.
Well, you know, the only difference, though, is that there are a lot of people who pray to your grandfather,
right.
he being, again, Woody Guthrie. And how is your dad? I was reading up some things and was reminded that, you know, longtime anti-war activist, and he became a Republican recently because he said he wanted there to be a loyal opposition, and he supported Rand Paul. So Arlo Guthrie is still interesting. What does he think of your music?
He's always been really supportive. I mean, I don't think I would be doing this if it wasn't for my dad. He was the first one to say, hey, you know a G chord. Why don't you come up on stage with me? He now is, like, paying attention, and he's, like, really been
very supportive.
Very supportive. And, you know, we get together as the Guthrie family, and we do a lot of shows together like that, and that's been really awesome for us and our kids and everybody. There are 14 of us now that get together and carry on something that was one of my grandfather's dreams, you know, to travel the country with his kids and family and make music. And we're living out that dream.
That's Sarah Lee Guthrie and her husband and musical partner, Johnny Irian. Their new album is Wasaic Way. It's their fourth. Just thank you both for talking to us.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Thanks for having
thank
us.
Thank you.
Dreaming in the miracle mile. Yes, she's gonna go real far.
And this is Chairman Meow off of the new album. It's not about China or cats, but you can hear the entire song at hereandnow.org.
And we actually dedicate this song right now to Kitties 2 and 3, Robin's two cats who are in the hospital recovering after eating some lilies.
It's a cautionary tale. Do not follow in their paw prints. From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from Chipotle Mexican Grill, committed to the respect of animals, farmers, and the environment. Local sourcing and menu information at chipotle.com.